We're back in Dayton, Washington, the home of the Dayton Bulldogs. The Dayton girls pull off the upset in the first half of this doubleheader, beating the Lady Irish 45-40. The DeSales boys pulled off the upset last night at DeSales, beating Tri-City Prep 40-36. The Jaguars came into the ballgame with a 5-1 conference record. They leave at 5-2, creating a three-way tie atop the conference on the boys' side of the standings. Quick look at the boys' standings. Tri-City Prep, Walla Walla Valley Academy, and Asotin all at 5-2 heading into tonight's action. And that will change because Tri-City Prep is at Walla Walla Valley Academy, so a big contest there on the boys' side of the standings. Waitsburg Prescott is at Asotin, so there will be a change at the top of the standings in some way. The Sales is at 3-4. Dayton is at 2-5. So these two teams battling it out for that fourth spot in the league standing. The fourth place team from district or from the Southeast League plays the number five team from the Northeast 2B League for the last district tournament berth on the girls and boys side. So that fourth place spot, you've got to be there if you want a chance to be in the district tournament. Obviously, you've got to finish in the top three to guarantee yourself. I don't think that the Sales boys can do that. Mathematically, they could still do it. They actually have a tough road to do that. Like, who knows? They play at, they host Waitsburg Prescott Jubilee and travel to Asotin next week. But a lot would have to happen. Try to prep Wava and Asotin and have to lose out, basically. But the best thing the Irish can do, of course, is beat Dayton here, and they'd have a real solid hold on fourth place and guarantee themselves at least a chance to play their way into the district tournament. Today's Bulldogs were winning on the road at Waitsburg last night, 53-33, a 20-point win. Big game for Wyatt Frame in that one. The 6-foot senior for Dayton had 20 points. He's a solid player. In their last three games, a loss to Tri-City Prep, a loss to Asotin, and then the win over Waitsburg Prescott Jubilee, Frame has scored 16, 22, and 20 points in a losing effort against the Irish. When they met back in January 11th, he had 16 points. We'll talk more about that game when these teams played on January 11th when we come back, 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Colder weather calls for warmer bed coverings. As the blankets and comforters come out of storage, why not get them professionally dry cleaned at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners? Stewart's has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919, and with good reason. Stewart's has the latest in dry cleaning technology, the mending services are first rate, and most important of all, Frank, Mike, and Gerald Lyons are all around good guys. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast. Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
When cold weather hits, don't you get hit with a high repair bill. Instead, get a heating system precision tune-up now. Only $89 from Total Comfort Solutions.
This is Jane D'Addario from Windermere Real Estate. When buyers want to know the condition of the heating and air conditioning systems, I call Terry at Total Comfort Solutions in Walla Walla. He's trustworthy, reliable, and priced reasonably.
Don't get left out in the cold. Get the $89 special now. Call Terry Hall and schedule your heating system precision tune-up from Total Comfort Solutions. 525-4868.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at Dayton High School, And before we broke away last time, I mentioned that these teams met back on January 11th at the Sales. The Irish won that game 57-35. It was a wild game. The Sales was down 17-1 at the start of that ball game. And then outscored Dayton 56-18 after that. The people asked, well, was it ever a close game? I said, well, not really. The Irish were down 17-1, then they stormed back. So there as they were passing each other, Dayton was heading downhill. The Irish were climbing that hill. It was close for a little while, but the Sales quickly went from being blown out to blowing out the Dayton Bulldogs. In that game, Cameron Richmond had 14 points. Emil LeConte had 5 points and was our Dairy Queen player of the game. Adam Eskel had 16 points to lead the Irish in scoring. Wyatt Frame had 16 points for the Bulldogs. He was their only player in double figures. The Bulldogs kind of lost their cool in the second half. A couple technical fouls, one on the bench, one on a player, and a couple players foul out. And so we'll see how it goes in this one. Two teams coming off wins last night. The winner will likely make that play-in game for the district tournament. The losers will probably be playing out the string. Tip controlled by the Bulldogs as we're underway. Lambert will bring it into front court, working the far end of the court from my vantage point up in the balcony. Give it off to Frame. He dribbles with the foul line, pulls up from 15 and hits it. Wyatt Frame gets the Bulldogs off to a good start with an initial basket. Swing it to Hain and the right wing for the Irish. Zone defense by the Bulldogs, that's what the Irish have seen almost all season long against them is the zone. Hain up top to Eskel. Eskel holds the ball now, swings it right wing to Richard. Richmond in the corner to Hain. Ramirez right on him. Pass up top to Eskel. Swing it to Richard. Richmond. I get Richmond and Richmond. They'll swing it to Hain. Hain for three. It's an air ball. Throats with the offensive rebound. He's pushed out of bounds by Heinrich. Grant Heinrich will pick up the first foul. So the Irish, four on the shot clock. It should reset. Yes, it will. Adam Eskel will pat himself on top of the head to call the inbound play signal. Gets a aim from 8 feet away. Off the eye, won't go. Rebound tipped around. Still being tipped, controlled now by Wagner. Zach Wagner, 5'10 freshman, starting for the Bulldogs. Grant Heinrich, 6 foot seniors out there. Isaiah Lambert, 5'8 senior. Frame, the 6 foot senior, and Cruz Ramirez, the 5'11 junior. Starting for the Irish, Travis Hain. Dairy Queen player of the game last night hit that three with 9 on the shot clock in the final minute to break a 34 all tie, propel the Irish to the 40-36 win. Ramirez working on Richard, gets it off to Frame, who lays it in. Ramirez drew the defense and drew a little bounce pass to Frame, and the Bulldogs are up to a quick 4-0 lead. Adam Eskel, Travis Hain, Riley Roach, Connor Richard, and Cameron Richmond, the starting five for the Irish. Cameron Richmond, the sophomore, swings it to Eskel, the 6 foot junior, up top. Now, said he goes down low to Richard, back to Eskel, ball slapped away and out of bounds off the Bulldogs. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Connor Richard, the 6'4 sophomore, started last night, gets the second start in a row. He's trying to set a screen. Nobody coming open now. Hain with it down on the baseline. Can't find room to shoot. Gets it to Richard. Richmond, excuse me, up top now to Eskel. 5 on the shot clock. I'm not sure the Irish are aware of it. They'll swing it to Hain. To Eskel. Eskel shoots from the baseline. It's an air ball at the shot clock buzzes. And shot clock violation on the Irish. I'm not sure the Sales was aware of that. If you weren't with us last night, DeSales was missing two of their seniors who play a lot, Matt Moore and Luke Cesari. Luke is ill and still not on the Irish bench. Matt Moore, who misses Friday night games because of religious commitment, is back on the Irish bench. Ramirez tries a behind-the-back pass stolen by Richards. Now gives it to Cameron Richards. Now to Hain in front court. Back to Lesko. Lesko. Riley Roach between the circles gives it to Eskel, now right wing. Now to Hain, swing it over to Richmond. Richmond dribbles between the circles now against the Bulldog zone. Now pass right wing goes to Eskel. Eskel dribbling towards the top of the key. Now gets the foul onto Hain. And he throws one high and out of bounds. Last touch by the Bulldogs. It was tipped which is a fairly easy call for the official. Why would Travis Hayne throw it almost up off the top part of the wall out of the basket? Eskel gets it into Roach. Back to Eskel for three. Off the eye won't go. Rebound Heinrich. 5:25 to go first quarter. Heinrich outlet to Frame between the circles. Now Frame will slow it down. Bulldogs like the half-court game. Get the ball into their scorer's hand. Well, their scorer's hand. That's Wyatt Frame. Up top it goes to Lambert. Lambert looking inside. Nobody open. Now Frame has it on the right wing. Kane on Frame. Up top to Ramirez. 10 on the shot clock. Swing it to Lambert. Lambert goes baseline left side. Loses the ball out of bounds off his leg. Good defense by the Irish. Anytime you keep the ball away from Wyatt Frame, that's good defensive plan against the Bulldogs. 4-0 Dayton. All the points by Wyatt Frame. Eskel deep on the right wing. Dribbles to the top of the key, cut off by Frame. Right wing to Richmond. Richmond will fire the three. He's got it. Cameron gets the Irish on the board. 4-3 Dayton. 4:35 to go, first quarter. Wagner in backcourt with it to Ramirez. Wagner, remember, just a freshman in the starting lineup here at the varsity level. Lambert now between the circles. Now left wing pass goes to Frame. Eskel on Frame. Gets to the foul line, cut off by Richard. Swing out to Lambert. Lambert for three. He's got it. Isaiah Lambert hits the three, and the Bulldogs are up 7-3 on the Irish. Sales on the road, four screen uniforms with the white number and the gold trim. The Bulldogs in the home whites with the dark maroon numbers in the gold trim. Up top to Hayne, right wing pass out of Eskel. Very slow pace of this game right now. In the right corner to Hayne. Hayne fires a three. He's got it. So Richmond and Hayne hit back-to-back threes, and the Irish were within one at 7-6. Pass half court to Ramirez. He throws a high baseball pass to Lambert in front court. Lambert a fadeaway from the baseline for 12. He's got it. Isaiah Lambert has the last five block points, and they lead it 9-6. Richmond drives all the way and lays it in. Nobody picks him up. Richmond just dribbled across half court, saw the lane open, and dribbled in and shot a land. Fundamental breakdown defensively for the Bulldogs. Irish in one at 9-8. And Frame gets the call. Ball caught behind his back, trying to go behind the back of the dribble. He traveled. So the Bulldogs gift lay-in for Cameron Richmond and then a turnover. So the Irish can take the lead on this possession. Two substitutions for the Irish to make it a third as Daryl Galloway, Emil LeConte, and Matt Moore check in. Connor Richard, Cameron Richmond, and Riley Roach come out of the ballgame. 3:15 to go, first quarter. The Sales boys, as I have to make the transition from the girls' game to the boys' game. Sales boys trail 9-8. They've got the basketball. Up top with it is Galloway. Galloway traveled. He caught the ball and just kind of palmed it initially in his left hand, ran to his left before he dribbled it. So it's an unforced turnover on the Irish. Wyatt Frame will bring it in the front court. Matt Moore waiting for him at the timeline. Frame lowers his dribble. Now gives it up to Ramirez on the right wing. LeConte on him. Pass up top to Frame between the circles. Frame now right wing to Lambert, who scored 5 in a row. Down low to Ramirez. Up a little hook shot over LeConte and scores it. Cruz Ramirez, a 5'11 junior, very physical kid, plays in that low post. Got the little jump hook in. 11-8, Bulldogs with a 3-point lead. 2:33 to go, first quarter. In the left corner goes to Galloway. Pass down low to LeConte. LeConte slides inside on Ramirez. Shot off the arm, won't go. Rebound Wagner. Wagner to Lambert. Just such a slow pace to this contest right now. 2:14 to go, first quarter. Moore slaps it away from Frame and out of bounds. They say it went off Frame's knee. And it'll be Dave DeSales basketball. Wyatt Frame's like, it could go off my knee. Bulldogs turn it over. Matt Moore walking into front court. Since that 3-2 zone, they're really putting a lot of pressure out front on the perimeter against the Irish in the zone defense. They get to the elbow to Eskel, back out to Hayne, swing it right wing to Galloway, right corner now Moore with it. Moore still on the dribble, goes baseline, flips the defense, puts it up the glass, won't go, but it goes right to McCaunt, who puts it up, and he's fouled. So Matt Moore, it's been his story all season long. He has excellent ball handling skills, can get to the rim pretty much any time he wants, but has trouble finishing it. Put that one up off the glass and right to LeConte, who will now shoot two free throws. Forgot to look who the Bulldog foul is on. It says number one on the scoreboard. But it must be Grant Heinrich, number 12, because it says two fouls, and Heinrich is the only Bulldog player with a foul. LeConte misses the first free throw. He'll get a chance at the second one, and it's also off the mark. And Lambert runs down the long rebound, gets it to frame, back to Lambert. 11-8, Dayton with the lead, and the ball, they're bringing it into front court to Ramirez. Left wing pass now to frame. Now back to Lambert. He'll dribble between his legs, casually between the circles. Now Hayne coming out on him. Now right wing to Wagner. They'll sag off Wagner, up top to Ramirez. Ramirez spins in lane, puts up a tough shot off the glass and in. Cruz Ramirez creating. So Wyatt Frame, their big scorer, scored the first 4 points of this ball game, but the last nine have been scored by Lambert and Ramirez. Bulldogs lead it 13-8. Minute 8 to go, first quarter. Hayne in the right corner with it. Up top it goes to Galloway. Galloway dribbles to the right wing. Right on him is Lambert. Now over to Espel. Espel shot partially blocked. Galloway's going to run it down. He's deep on the right wing, up top to Moore. The shot clock reset on Espel shot because it apparently did find the rim. Moore penetrates, up to LeConte, who lays it in. Matt Moore, excellent assist. LeConte's first shot, basket, 13-10. Bulldogs with the ball in the lead. Wagner in front court, the freshman on the left wing will wait for Lambert. Now Lambert will set the offense. Between the leg dribble, now backs out with Hayne on him. Between the legs again, good ball handling by Lambert. Now spins to the elbow, picks up the dribble, pass out top to Frame. Right on him is Matt Moore. Moore checking Frame. All the way out back to half court. Now you get the screen from Ramirez, and then he goes to a jump stop. But both feet got to hit at the same time if you're going to do that, and Frame travels. Juan Cortez checks in. 5'6" junior for the Irish. Hit a big three in that upset win over Tri-City Prep last night. Final 10 seconds of the first quarter. Moore's going to penetrate. All the way in, goes by Ramirez, puts it up off the glass, won't go. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter. 13-10. Bulldogs with a 3-point lead after 8 minutes on 100.7 FM. KSS.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
A competitive back-and-forth game so far. Dayton leads at 13-10. It's a little different than what we saw when these teams met in January 11th. Dayton raced to a 17-1 lead, and then the Irish took over from there and won it 57-35. This one much more evenly played throughout the first quarter. To start the second quarter, the Sales will have the basketball. Matt Moore, Daryl Galloway, Juan Cortez, Travis Hayne, and Emil LeConte on the floor for DeSales against that Dayton zone. Dayton has their first substitute of the game, Logan Hayes, a 5'11 junior, is in there. Hayne for three from the right corner, won't go. Rebound tipped around, Ramirez has it. Now it gives off to Lambert. Lambert will push it into front court. Now he'll slow it down. So the first substitute is out of the game is Wagner. And then Moore with a steal on Frame goes up with a shot, and he misses, but he's fouled. So Matt Moore putting a lot of pressure on Wyatt Frame. The other Bulldogs, especially Isaiah Lambert and Cruz Ramirez, doing a nice job offensively in that first quarter to complement Frame, who had just 4 first quarter points. That's Frame's first foul. Matt Moore will go to the free throw line. DeSales is 0 for 2 from the line. Dayton is yet to attempt the free throw. Moore misses the first one. Free throw shooting not kind to the Irish in this Bulldog gymnasium. The Lady Irish were just 7 of 16 from the line in that loss, their first league loss of the season in the first half of the doubleheader broadcast. Moore's second free throw's on the way, and it's also off the mark. Rebound Frame. 13-10 Bulldogs, just underway second quarter. Here from Dayton. The winner will have a solid hold on fourth place in the league and a chance at a play-in game in the district tournament. The loser likely will not be able to finish in the top four. Ramirez traveled as he looked to pass it inside, tried to hold up and travel. Connor Richard checks back in. Juan Cortez comes out. Cameron Richmond also back in the game as Haynes sits down. Galloway directing traffic from the right wing. Now gets to that. Rich from between the circles. Now to Matt Moore. In the left corner goes to Lacan. To Moore. Right corner pass stolen by Lambert. Irish tried to throw it over the top of the zone. The Bulldogs are ready for it. Lambert the other way. Hesitation dribble between the circles. Cameron Richmond on him. Now right wing goes to Heinrich. Heinrich to Frame. Cutting to the basket. Stripped by Moore. Fouled by Matt Moore. That'll be Matt Moore's first foul. First foul on DeSales. And that'll send Wyatt Frame to the free throw line. He scored the first 4 points of the game for either team. And hasn't scored since. Now he'll, the 6-foot senior, go to the free throw line. First free throw is good. He's got 5 points now. As I mentioned in the pregame, his last 3 games, 16, 22, and 20. At 20 points coming last night in the win on the road at Waitsburg Prescott, 53-33. Roach and Esk will check in as Moore and LeConte sit down. Frame's second free throw is also good. Bulldogs lead now 15-10. The Irish have not scored here in the second quarter. Galloway runs the offense, dribbling onto the right wing, directing traffic. Pass on the baseline goes to Richard with his back to the basket. Now gets it in the left corner to Eskel. Pass up top goes to Richmond. Richmond's pass on the wing stolen by Heinrich. Heinrich will slow it down, and then as it knocked away by Galloway, he gets it back. Now gets it to Lambert. The Bulldogs want the half-court game. Lambert hands it off to Frame and timeout. Roy Ramirez and the Dayton Bulldogs want to talk it over. They lead it 15-10. 5:57 to go in the half on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
Well, the tempo definitely in favor of the Bulldogs. Favor. As the Irish have not scored here in the second quarter. A little over 2 minutes into the quarter. Dayton hasn't made a field goal either. Just 2 free throws. Heinrich to inbound it at half court. Getting back court to Lambert. Richard, Richmond, Eskel, Roach, and Galloway on the floor for DeSales after the timeout. Frame with the ball up top, it goes to Heinrich. In the lane, goes to Hayes. Hayes shot partially blocked by Roach. Ramirez gets a loose ball, goes up strong, and he's fouled. So Riley Roach with the blocked shot, but Ramirez got the loose ball, the foul against Connor Richard. So Cruz Ramirez will go to the free throw line where the Bulldogs are 2 for 2, and their only points here in the second quarter. Ramirez misses the first free throw. Matt Moore will check in for Connor Richards. Just a very apathetic atmosphere here right now. Very quiet, very slow-paced game between the Bulldogs at 2-5 in the conference, the Irish at 3-4. Ramirez misses both free throws. Heinrich goes after the rebound, tied up with Matt Moore. Heinrich loses his footing, slips, falls hard onto the back of his head. And he is close to out on the floor, not moving very well at all. And both teams will go to their sideline as they attend to Heinrich. Hope he's okay. We'll go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we'll give you an update on the condition of the young man, Grant Heinrich. Hopefully all right. Dayton leads at 15-10 when we come back. 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling is expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burns Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burns Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burns Street RV and Mini Storage. This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, Heinrich is okay. At least shaking out the cobwebs. They've got him on the bench. And Ian Smay has checked in. The Bulldogs missed a shot off the inbound, and the Irish have come the other way with it. Moore drives in, throws a pass right into the face of Riley Roach. Riley thought he was going to shoot it, was ready to block out on the rebound, and Moore just drilled him right in the face with the pass. And now he come the other way, and a reach-in foul is called on Cameron Richmond. 5:17 to go in the half. Irish have 15-10. Ramirez gets the inbound pass now back to Lambert. The Bulldogs will slow it down. Galloway on Lambert. Now left wing to Frame. Moore checking in. Got a whistle and a 5-second call as Moore didn't do anything with the basketball. Frame didn't do anything with the basketball. Good defense by Matt Moore and the rest of the Irish not giving Frame anybody to pass to. 5 minutes to go in the first half. Sales still looking for their first points of the second quarter. On the baseline to Eskel from 12 feet off the mark, won't go. Rebound tipped around, rebound Lambert. Lambert gets it to Ramirez. Lit on the basket all game, all night long so far for the Irish. The Irish girls shot very poorly in the first game. Foul is on Galloway as he pushes Lambert to the floor. Darrell's first, fifth on the Irish. 4:45 to go, first half, 15-10, Dayton. Frame with Moore checking in between the circles. Now right wing pass goes to Lambert. Pass inside for Ramirez, slapped away by Roach. They say off of Ramirez's hand and out of bounds. 4:37 to go in the half. DeSales has not scored in the quarter. Dayton just has two free throws. Neither team has made a field goal here in the second quarter. Two teams at the bottom half of the league standings, and quite frankly, they're playing like Moore drives baseline, pulls up from 8, off the mark, won't go, rebound tipped around, ball's loose, Eskel's got it, kicks it out to Galloway, and the Irish will reset the offense. Galloway spins inside, leans into an 8-footer, off the glass, nothing else, ball still tipped around, loose, Lambert finally gets it, head to Frame, Frame will go up and lay it in. Richmond thought about challenging him and then let him go. And Frame has all four of the Bulldog points in the second quarter. Our first field goal from either team in the quarter. Baseline shot by Esco. Won't go. Rebound. Hayes. 17-10. Bulldogs with the ball and a 7-point lead now. Frame with Moore checking him in as he comes across the timeline. Frame puts his shoulder down, leans into an 8-footer. Way off the mark. Rebound Riley Roach. Gets it to Moore. Moore loses the handle. Now gets it back. Sends into front court. All the way in the lane. Lays it up with the right hand, off the iron, won't go, rebound, Eskel, gets it to Galloway, Galloway a little fade away from 5 feet, won't go, rebound, tipped around, Galloway gets it back, misses again, Roach knocks it off of Hayes. Wow, the sales just can't get a basket to fall point blank. It's a, feel like a broken record since the start of the girls game. 17-10, Dayton with the lead, the Irish still have not scored here in the second quarter. There's an outlet off the inbound to Richmond, he fires a three, it won't go. Lambert with the rebound. Lambert in the front court, in the right corner, goes to Schnee. Ian Schmay, 5'7", sophomore, gets the down low to Ramirez. Kick out to Lambert. Lambert tries to drive, cut off. Kick out to Frame. Shot clock in 18. 3 minutes to go in the half. Swing to Lambert. Lambert for three off the glass. Nothing else. Roach with the rebound. Now to Moore. Matt Moore pushes it into front court to Richmond. Sales still looking for their first points of the second quarter. And Darryl Galloway throws into the lane. Richmond wasn't looking. Goes right to Ramirez, who goes the other way and lays it in. Cameron Richmond cut through the lane, never looked for the ball, and Galloway threw it right to Ramirez. Now Moore drives in. He's cut off and held and fouled. Bruce Ramirez, second foul, they say. Fourth on the Bulldogs. And Wagner checks back in. And Zach Wagner, 5'10 freshman, starts the game, comes in for Ramirez. Heinrich is on the Bulldog bench, standing up actually right now, so hopefully he's okay. Riley Roach is going to check out the Mia Leconte's in for DeSales. Leconte inside, gets the pass right underneath the basket, and he's fouled as Hayes and Wagner were both there. Foul's going to be on Logan Hayes. 19-10, Irish down by 9, have not scored here in the second quarter. 2:30 to go in the half. Swing to Askel in the corner, a shot's an air ball, but Wagner can't save it as he dives out of bounds. That's those tough rebounds. You get your position, you wait for the ball to hit the rim, and then when it doesn't, it gets on you a little quick. We got a timeout on the floor. Alan Griffin wants to talk it over with his guys. Got to find a way to get a basket. 2:24 to go in the half. Irish down 19-10, but with the ball, we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
There's a very good reason why RV owners love the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op. RV owners know they'll find everyday discount prices on gas, diesel, and propane. They know they'll find a roomy outdoor bay for washing their RV. They know that the co-op has a convenient tank dumping station. And finally, no matter the time, day or night, RV owners know they can use their co-op card in the C-Store. Everything about the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op makes RV owners happy campers. Stop by, stock up, and head out.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, Alan Griffin says, hey, let's get over and drop an inbound play and try to get a bucket. Irish have not scored here in the second quarter. Askel looks to get inbound, still looking, gets it to Leconte in the right corner. Leconte drives baseline, kick back out to Richmond. Richmond dribbles into the right corner, pass up top to Moore. Moore splits the defense, puts it up short, way short, air ball rebound Wagner. Wagner outlets to Lambert. Lambert in the front court now. Backs it out near half court. Now left wing goes to Frame. Frame. Drives the top of the key, cut off, kicks to Lambert. Down low to Hayes. Hayes loses the ball, swings it to Schmay. Up top now to Frame with a Moore right on him. Right wing pass goes to Hayes. Up top to Wagner. Shot clock down to 5. Wagner's pass knocked away, ball's loose on the floor. Frame's got it. He'll shoot a fadeaway from 3 with 2 on the shot clock. Goes off the backboard, nothing else. Shot clock violation. Good defense by DeSales. Defense hasn't been the problem. It's offense. Irish have not scored here in the second quarter, trail at 19-10. Fortunately, the Bulldogs have made only 2 field goals and 2 free throws for 6 points in the quarter. Hain between the circle foul to Richmond on the left wing. Richmond penetrates, cuts to Hain. Travis shoots a 3 in and out. Rebound to Wagner. Boy, it looked like it was going to be in there. 1:19 to go. The Irish are goose egg here in the second quarter. Lambert passes in the right wing and it goes out of bounds as Wagner was headed to the basket. It's an ugly game, folks. That's all there is to it. Turnovers. The Bulldogs keep turning the ball over. The Irish can't take advantage at the offensive end. And the clock just went off. Now, oh, wow, the clock went off and went, said 8 minutes. Now it's back on to the right spot. That's interesting. We're down to 1:05 to go in the quarter. The Irish haven't scored. Clock restarting wouldn't be bad in this quarter for the Irish. A do-over. They swing it to Hain. He fires a 3. He hits it. 52 seconds left in the first half. Hain hits a 3-point field goal for the Irish, and they trail 19-13. Well, if you're only going to make one basket in a quarter, a 3-pointer is the best kind, and Roach slaps it out of bounds pass intended for frame up the right sideline. 39.4 seconds to go in a low-scoring first half. Sales down 19-13. Pass in the backcourt goes to Smay. Smay reached in and fouled by LeConte. That'll give the Bulldogs a fresh shot clock. 35 now on the shot clock, just 36 on the game clock. They haven't reset the shot clock yet. Interesting. Defensive foul should reset. Yeah, now they reset it. Connor Richards is going to check in for LeConte. Sure not happy that LeConte is fouling Snay at half court. Now Lambert with it between the circles. Dayton can play for one shot now. Wagner with his back to the basket. Swing it to Frame. Cain on Frame. Frame goes baseline. Double pump to the hoop. Air ball gets his own rebound. Rips it away from Richmond. Now hands it off to Lambert. Lambert will fire a three out there. I'm going to go. Rebound Eskel. So Dayton doesn't play for one. Eskel gets it to Roach. Now the Irishman score the last basket of the half. Richmond checks the clock. Kicks it in the corner to Hain. Hain for three. Got it! Travis Hain with 1 second left. Hits the three. So back-to-back threes to end the quarter. And Travis Hain has 9 points. So as bad as the Irish played offensively, they trailed just 19-16 at the half. On 100.7 FM KHSS.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
A dog's eyesight is different than our own. Dogs see well in dim light because they have more of the specialized rod cells on their retina than we do. And even though dogs can't see shapes as well as we can, dogs are better at detecting motion. A dog's eyesight is roughly equivalent to 20 over 75, meaning they see at 20 feet what a human can see clearly at 75 feet. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Scott Abagin. December was one of our best sales months in our history, and as a result, we are loaded with lots of clean, locally owned trades. We are also experiencing some of the lowest interest rates in history, which makes now a great time to upgrade your vehicle. Like a 2004 Toyota Corolla, locally owned, only 23,000 original miles. Or a 07 Toyota Highlander Hybrid, ready for winter and great gas mileage. Lots more to choose from. See us online or in the showroom. Abagin Toyota, Eastgate, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live at the half. The Sales boys down 19-16 at the half, but it could have been worse. After being down 13-10 in the second quarter, the Sales go 7 minutes and 8 seconds without making a basket in the second quarter. They were down 19-10, but Travis Hain hits a 3-pointer with 52 seconds left in the quarter, and then hits a 3 at the buzzer. Dayton had the ball with a full shot clock, a chance to take the last shot, didn't do it, and Travis Hain made him pay with a 3-pointer at the buzzer. So the Irish score 6 points in the final minute thanks to two Travis Hain threes and trail 19-16 at the half. Well, shooting was an issue for the Lady Irish as they were upset 45-40, their first league loss of the season. And we'll be visiting with Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan when we come back. 100.7 FM KHSS.
For 2,000 years, we've helped the poor and comforted the sick. We've educated generations of children, developed the scientific method and college system. We support marriage and human life. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are the Catholic Church. With over 1 billion in our family, sharing in the fullness of Christian faith in the church started by Jesus. If you've been away, visit CatholicsComeHome.org today. Welcome home.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast. It takes real commitment to stay in business for 40 years. Since 1972, Doyle Electric's mission has been nothing less than to be the best electrical contractor in the Walla Walla Valley. Mission accomplished. Doyle Electric has been named the best of the best for the past several years, and they've been certified by Underwriters Laboratories to apply the UL label to their industrial control panels covered under UL Standard 508A. That means unmatched safety and cost efficiency for you. To learn more, call Doyle Electric today at 529-2500. That's 529-2500.
OurCatholicNeighborhood.com puts all things Catholic at your fingertips. Like the universal and worldwide nature of the Catholic Church herself, OurCatholicNeighborhood.com is also universal and worldwide, providing links to literally tens of thousands of Catholic-oriented websites on the World Wide Web. Visit OurCatholicNeighborhood.com and see for yourself how this dynamic new website enables and enhances relationships between Catholics on a local, national, and international level. OurCatholicNeighborhood.com, revealing the breadth and the depth of the Catholic Church in our world.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
Well, during the break, commiserating a little bit with Lady Irish head coach Tim Duck and his girls lose the ball game 45-40, and coach, you shot the ball 59 times, made just 13. I mean, I'm a football coach. It's kind of like, I know this play will work, so I keep calling it, and it's not working. It just wasn't working tonight.
You know, the whole time, I'm kind of thinking, well, okay, is there something we need to do different? But we're getting shots that we really wanted. We didn't execute very well either, but we were still getting shots that we really wanted. We got the ball in the right people's hands, and, you know, we just couldn't get them to go down.
That's the way it is sometimes. The lid was on the basket. The bad news is the 45-40 loss. Good news is it's your first conference win. You still definitely control your own destiny. So what do you do to flush this to head into next week?
Well, we've got to flush it pretty quick because we got Sunnyside Christian on Tuesday. And, you know, we're going to watch a little bit of videotape on them. We're just going to put this one on the back burner and forget about it and start getting ready for them on Monday. You know, I just think that's the best thing to do. I'm not going to sit here and dwell on it. We don't have a video of it, and I wish we did. But, you know, I think the big thing was is the way we played, I think we deserve to lose the game. And I'm kind of in some ways happy we didn't come back and win that game because that was not a game we deserved to come back and win.
Now you should definitely have the attention.
Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes when you win one that you shouldn't, you don't get that opportunity because they just kind of blow it off. It was no big deal.
Well, it was a big deal. We were on the road today, but we still control our own destiny. Now, Sunnyside Christian, are they still undefeated?
They are still undefeated. They're number 2-1B team in the state, ranked number 2 in the state, right behind Colton. And everybody obviously knows about Colton. I'm sure that Sunnyside Christian and Colton will be playing for the 1B state championship.
Real good test.
Absolutely.
Coming off this loss, get ready for this.
Absolutely. We got to prove that we can compete with a program like
this. Okay, so put this one on the back burner. Get ready for Sunnyside Christian on Tuesday. Dirt good player of the game this evening.
You know, I just think we're going to pass on that.
You know, I was thinking the same thing, Coach. We gave out 2 last night.
Yeah.
So maybe that was...
And that was a 2 deserved one.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
There's really no player that really... It was a game where somebody could have stepped up and said, hey, I'm going to take this out on myself and get our girls over the hump here. And nobody really did.
Right. We didn't... Yeah, we did not have anybody step up at any point in time in the game. We had a couple shots that were made that, you know, that helped. But bottom line, nobody really stepped up, took charge, and played well.
All right. We'll just talk about the Irish a later game.
That sounds like a winner.
Okay, so good luck against Sunnyside on Tuesday.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
We'll be right back. halftime stats at this point. The Irish in a close one down 19-16. We'll be right back from 100.7 FM KHSS.
As anyone who's watched the economy knows, the markets continually fluctuate. So isn't it great when some things about your investments don't change? See Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson & Company when you're looking for a commitment to you that will never fluctuate. Your finances are a big deal to Bill. He has extensive experience in helping clients plan for their financial futures. See Bill Fleener when you're ready to work with a professional. D.A. Davidson, member SIPC.
Are you searching for the perfect flooring for your home at the lowest possible price and not sure who to turn to? Rely on us at Connors Mr. Carpet to guide you painlessly through the process. With more than 30 years in the flooring industry, we have the knowledge and the experience to help you select the flooring that offers the right combination of performance and style for your budget. Come see our vast selection of flooring, tile, countertops, and blinds. We offer 3D visualization, installation scheduling with local professional installers, and free estimates. Visit us on the internet at ConnorsMrCarpet.com or call us at 522-0176.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus. Proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fighting Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, they stopped the halftime clock and went right into the third quarter, so we're in live action. Heinrich with the ball on the right wing. DeSales down 19-16. Travis Payne leads the Irish with 9 points, all on three-pointers. Shot inside to Ramirez, blocked by Richards, and he tries to save it from going out of bounds, but he gives it right back to Ramirez, who's fouled going up for the shot. Fouled by Eskel. Adams' first foul. Matt Moore has two fouls, the only player with more than one foul for DeSales. For the Bulldogs, Cruz and Ramirez has two fouls. The Bulldogs are 2-for-4 from the line in the first half. The Irish are 0-for-4 from the line. Ramirez hits the free throw. He has 7 points. Wyatt Frame has 8 to lead the Bulldogs. 5 for Isaiah Lambert. So those three players, the only three players who scored for Dayton. Ramirez hits both free throws. The Bulldogs lead 21-16. Hayne has 9. Richmond has 5. And Lacan has 2. So only 3 DeSales players have scored as well. And that is not typical for the Irish. They usually have scoring contributions up and down the board. The Irish only 6-for-26 shooting for the game, 23%. They're 4-of-11, which is respectable from three-point range, thanks to Hayne hitting a back-to-back threes to end the first quarter. They were 2-of-9 before that, if I did my math right. And the shot clock's going to run out on the Irish as I look at halftime stats. The Irish don't get a shot up against Dayton defense. So you heard me talk. Tim Duncan at halftime, and I was also he asked him off the air what their shooting stats were. 13-for-59 for the Lady Irish, and the DeSales boys not doing much better. Heinrich the other way, up over Richard on the baseline, he scores it. Heinrich first pass of the game. The Bulldogs have opened up a 7-point lead here to start the second half with the first 4 points of the quarter. 23-16 our score. Richmond on the drive, cut off. We got a whistle and a foul call. As the ball slapped away. Foul is on Ramirez. His third foul. The Bulldogs shot very well. 8-for-15 for 53%, but only 15 shots. Take the 26 shots for the Irish, but the Sales has only made 6 field goals. Dayton wants that slow-paced half-court game. Ramirez will sit down with the 3 fouls as Hayes checked in. Try to get it into Eskel, knocked out of bounds by Wagner. Mountain League officials, Andrew Hamada, Luke Kamada, and Louie Riley will reset things. Louie Riley will hand it to Daryl Galloway for the inbound. Galloway, Payne, Roach, Eskel, and Richmond on the floor for the Irish. Galloway just checked in for Richard. Cameron Richmond drives down the lane, goes to his left, shoots it with the right hand off the glass and in. Cameron's got 7. And the Irish are on the board in the second half, trailing 23-18. In the front court to Lambert. Lambert up top between the circles to Frame. Frame to Richmond. Now up top to Wagner. Lose the handle, get the back, does the freshman. Now to Lambert. Payne on Lambert. Pass inside. We've got a collision inside. Richmond knocked the ball loose. Daryl Galloway grabbed the cutter coming through the lane. I didn't think it was a foul on Richmond. Inbound at the Frame. He'll fire the 3 out there. I'm going to go rebound Riley Roach. Roach outlets to Galloway. Daryl wants to run up the right side. Now slows down. Now speeds up. Still with the dribble. Now between the legs with the dribble. Daryl up top. Now to Richmond. Cameron uses a screen from Galloway. Cuts to the lane. Little jump stop and lays it up and in. Cameron Richmond starting the third quarter well for the Irish. He's got 4 in a row, and the Irish are down 3 at 23-20. Frame gets it to Lambert, now to half court to Wagner. The Irish trying to turn up the heat a little bit in the half court, or excuse me, the back court. Now front court, Lambert with it. Irish definitely want to pick up the pace of this game. It's definitely in the favor of the Bulldogs. Very slow pace in the contest. Frame walks it up between the circles, 10 on the shot clock. Richmond on Frame, now to Wagner. Shot clock down to 5 to Hayes. To Heinrich. Heinrich will put up a tough shot, and he's fouled by Galloway. 1 second on the shot clock when that foul's committed. So Daryl got up in the grill of Heinrich. Heinrich had to force the shot up. Probably a good time to just let Heinrich put it up. He misses the free throw. But Daryl just playing aggressively, can't fault that. 3 fouls on Daryl. 3 fouls already on the sales here in the second half. Matt Moore checks in for Galloway. So Moore, Hayne, Roach, Eskel, and Richmond on the court for the Irish. Heinrich misses both free throws. Rebound tipped and lost out of bounds by Riley Roach. Didn't block out Logan Hayes. Hayes put the pressure on him. Riley couldn't control it. Fundamental breakdown there. And then Lambert goes to inbound it, started to throw it, and decided he didn't want to, reached out and grabbed it, but he'd already come inbound. So the Irish get a break there as the Dayton senior, Isaiah Lambert, turns it over. Cameron Richmond will come into front court. Between the circles, pass off to Hayne. Hayne will fire the 3. He's got it. Travis Hayne, 4th three-pointer of the game, and the Irish have tied it up at 23 apiece. They don't have the score up for DeSales yet. There's a pass out of bounds by the Bulldogs. Now they finally get the score on the board. The Bulldogs turn it over. So Travis Hayne, who hit that big 3 to break a 34-30 tie in the upset win over Tri-City Prep last night, has 4 threes here in this one. They find Riley Roach open underneath. Can't hit the shot, gets his own rebound, misses again. Riley missed the wide open lay-in, but got his rebound back and then gets fouled. Fouls on Lambert. That's Lambert's first. Isaiah doing a lot better job staying on the floor in this one. When these teams met on January 11th, he fouled out in the third quarter, received his 4th foul, and got a technical foul for complaining, and he was out of the game just like that. Riley Roach misses the free throw. The Irish are 0-for-5 now from the line in this ball game. We're tied at 23, 4:42 to go in the third quarter. Just keep thinking maybe one of these teams is going to break out and make a move. Riley Roach hits the 2nd free throw, and the Irish are up 24-23. I think their first lead of the ballgame. Frame has his pass knocked out of bounds by Hayne. It goes behind the Bulldog bench. Head coach Roy Ramirez will hand it to the official. Heinrich inbounds it backcourt to Wyatt Frame. Into the game for the Bulldogs is Johnny Sanchez, the first 5'8 freshman, or 5'8 senior, excuse me, for the first time. Up top to Hayes, now to Heinrich. Pass back to Hayes, over his head and out of bounds. Bulldogs turn it over, and Roy Ramirez just buries his head in his hand. Now he's just kind of chuckling about it. What can you do? Unforced turnover. Sales with a one-point lead and the ball. Swing it to Hain. He'll fire the three. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound. Frame goes high for it. Wyatt Frame wants to push it. Now he has it knocked away. Keeps the dribble. Gives it off to Wagner. Wagner throws one straight up in the air. Moore picks up the loose ball. Pass ahead to Eskel. Eskel will lay it in and he's fouled. Matt Moore was losing his footing at half court. Just kind of put a soft one up right over the shoulder of Adam Eskel. Nice assist by Matt Moore. Nice finish by Adam Eskel. His first bucket. The foul on Heinrich, his second. And just like that, the Irish are building on a lead. Their first lead of the game came on the Riley Roach free throw. Now they lead at 26-23, make it 27-23. With the Sales busting out a little bit. They scored 10 in the quarter after scoring 11 in the quarter, after just 16 the whole first half. Down low to Heinrich, the other way, shot won't go, rebound tipped around, Eskel corrals it in traffic. Puts the ball on the floor, stripped by Wagner. Wagner gets it to Sanchez. Now back to Frame. Frame with it between the circles. Hain on him. Now right wing pass goes to Heinrich. Heinrich up top to Hayes. Hayes to Sanchez. Sanchez will fire the three. Off the iron won't go. Rebound. Let's go with it. In traffic. He gets it to Moore. Matt Moore racing a little too fast. Slows down. Retains his dribble. Now he's in the lane. Finds Brooks wide open underneath. He scores. He's fouled. Matt Moore, another nice assist. Riley finished that lane, and he's fouled by Logan Hayes. So the Sales has scored 9 in a row, I think. They're up by 6 now, 29-23. And this is what happened in the second half of their game down in DeSales. The Irish just got on the Bulldogs and didn't let up after being down 17-1. The Irish won that game 57-35. Roach misses a free throw, but Bulldogs Wyatt Frame with the rebound. And there's a steal by Matt Moore who lays it in. He strips Sanchez and Frame who were trying to pass it back and forth between one another. Matt Moore's first basket. We've got a timeout on the floor. DeSales is up 29-23. 2:59 to go third quarter when we come back. I'm on 1.7 FM KHSS.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live into Sales. Boys, I said a moment ago, I keep thinking one of the teams is going to break out, and I think the Irish have. After 16 first-half points, the Sales has 15 in this quarter. They've helped Dayton to just one field goal and 4 points. The Irish have gone from down 3 to up 8 here in the third quarter. Johnny Sanchez on the right wing with it. Hain on him. Pass down low to Heinrich. Got a whistle and a foul. Heinrich and Rich were tied up. That's Cameron's second foul, fourth on the Irish. Heinrich will inbound it underneath. Also in the game for the Bulldogs, Dakota Hayes, a 5'10 senior. As Coach Ramirez trying to find a group of players to get him out of this funk. But Wyatt Frame stays out there. He's got the ball right now. Matt Moore's on him. Up top it goes to Hayes. Dakota passes down low to Heinrich. In the lane, leans into one, won't go. Rebound Matt Moore, tips it to himself. Crossover dribble, still with the dribble. He's at half court now. All the way down the lane, goes up top with a shot. Ah, they call an offensive foul. That's not a... That's not a good call. Moore weaved through the traffic. Sanchez came and got under him late and fouled him. And Coach Griffin asked him for the explanation, but he's not going to be satisfied with it, I'm sure. So the foul's on Matt Moore. The bad news, double bad news, is Matt made the basket. He's had so much trouble finishing drives this year. He finished that one, but it didn't count. Now Eskel slaps the ball out of bounds as the Bulldogs try to get it inbound. Irish turning up the pressure. They turned a three-point deficit, an eight-point lead. Now Heinrich throws it away in backcourt as Moore overplayed frame and wouldn't let him get to the ball. Good defense by the Irish. The Bulldogs are definitely rattled right now. The Irish have a chance to keep it on them. Lob underneath the ropes, catches it, scores, he's fouled! Adam Eskel at half court, lobbed it all the way to the basket. Riley Roach, a very athletic play. Went up, caught the ball, got hit in the hip, kept the ball in position to put it off the glass, scored it. The foul on Hayes, pretty play for the Irish. And they lead it by, they didn't count the basket? Yeah, they did. It's a three-point play. Yeah, there they got it. 34-23. The clock operators are very slow on the uptake here, but they got it right. 34-23, DeSales up by 11. Matt Moore trips over a screen. Frame will get by him in the lane now. Shot won't go. Rebound to Hayne. Ahead to Matt Moore's behind the pack. He'll run down the pass and lay it in. So Matt Moore fell, tripping over the screen, but he ended up down there by himself. And the Irish have opened up a 13-point lead at 36-23. Heinrich to Sanchez. Sanchez holding the ball between the circles. Now Hayne on him. Out top it goes to Wagner. Wagner to Hayes. Dakota Hayes, long jumper up, down won't go. Rebound just around Matt Moore's got it. Moore and Wagner collide. That's going to be a foul on it. Zach Wagner. The Sales boys, after just 16 first half points, have scored 20 here in the third quarter alone. They've gone from down 3 to up 13. Not quite like January 11th when the Irish were down 17-1 and won the game 57-35, but they're headed in the right direction now. Roach, baseline 15-footer, won't go. Rebound to Bulldogs. Frames got it up the run, on the run up the right sideline. Moore is back. He goes over Moore and lays it in. Frame's got 10. Quick outlet for the Irish. Richmond back the other way. Richmond driving all the way in. Goes up and in with the shot over Heinrich. Heinrich tried the old flop, and the official said, no, we're not going for that. Richmond's got 11, and the Irish are up 38-25 with a minute to go in the third quarter. Sanchez, working away from pressure, gets it to front court. Hayne on him. Excellent third quarter for DeSales on the road at Dayton. Irish trying to cement their spot in the fourth place in the league. And we've got timeout Bulldogs as Roy Ramirez watching nothing happen for his team's offense. 52.7 seconds left in the third quarter. That has been all DeSales. They lead it 38-25 when we come back. 100.7 FM, KHSS.
You say you're not into veggies? Le Pizzari's puts you to the test. With our delicious taco salad, a south of the border treat with zest,
a bed of crisp greens smothered with olives, tomatoes, and cheese,
and our seasoned roast beef. Add salsa, and it's sure to please. So give it a try. Stop into Pizzari's for a taco salad right now, gringo.
After one bite, your taste buds will feel like they're doing the tango.
Now that's some tasty chow!
Mamma mia!
Pizzari's finest and Pizzari's home run in Clarkston, home of the Mama's Boys.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Yeah, that Cesari's Finest ad reminds me where we'll be this time next week. Sales girls and boys travel to Asotin, just a few miles from Clarkson, so we'll be hitting the Cesari's Finest after the games next Saturday. The Irish boys up 38-25. The Bulldogs inbound at just 7 on the shot clock now. Frame with it. Gives it off to Hayes. 2 on the shot clock. Pass inside. Knocks away. Loose balls. Shot clock violation, and Roy Ramirez is going to be frustrated with that. 14 seconds on the shot clock when they took the timeout, and his guys get it in bounds and can't get a shot off. The Sales outscoring the Bulldogs 22-6 here in the second half. In the corner to Juan Cortez, who's checked in. His shot won't go. Rebound Hayes. Lacan, Emil Lacan is also in the ballgame. 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Frame gives it up to Wagner. Now to Sanchez inside, loses it off his hands and out of bounds. 17.7 seconds to go in the third. Our trip 38-25, and Matt Moore has done a great job with the assist, and he's taken Wyatt Frame out of the game with his defense. Richmond dribbles between the circles. Now right wing to Lacan. Up top to Eskel. Six on the clock. Up top to Moore. Moore has it stripped away by Frame. Ball's loose at half court. Moore picks it up. Collision, no call. And that's the end of the third quarter. A very good third quarter for the DeSales Irish. They go from down 19-16 to up 38-25 with 8 minutes left when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
When cold weather hits, don't you get hit with a high repair bill. Instead, get a heating system precision tune-up now. Only $89 from Total Comfort Solutions.
This is Jane D'Addario from Windermere Real Estate. When buyers want to know the condition of the heating and air conditioning systems, I call Terry at Total Comfort Solutions in Walla Walla. He's trustworthy, reliable, and priced reasonably.
Don't get left out in the cold. Get the $89 special now. Call Terry Hall and schedule your heating system precision tune-up from Total Comfort Solutions, 525-4868.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
The Sales boys outscored Dayton 22-6 in that third quarter. What a difference the halftime break makes. The Irish were 16 points in the first half, 0-for-4 from the free throw line. Wyatt Frame hits the 2 to start the fourth quarter. Baseline jumper. He's got 12. The Irish are up 38-27. The first half, the Irish score 16 points or 0-for-4 from the line. Cameron Richmond drives the other way. Right by Wagner, or by Lambert for the lay-in. Richmond's got 13 now, 8 in the second half. The Irish up 40-27. Cortez, Richmond, Lacan, Moore, and Eskel on the floor for DeSales. Heinrich, Ramirez, Wagner, Frame, and Lambert, the starting five on the floor for the Bulldogs. In the left corner goes to Frame. Roy Ramirez just livid with his players and their offensive set right now. And we've got a whistle and a foul as Frame goes to the basket. With just 5 on the shot clock, Cameron Richmond commits the foul. 6 on the Irish. Well, actually, it's like Lambert. Lambert will go to the free throw line. The Bulldogs are 4-for-8 from the line. Lambert hits that one. Irish lead is 12 points. 40-28. Lambert hits them both. He's got 7 points, his first point since the first quarter. Irish tried to get Travis in the hand, and the game couldn't do it. Moore finds Lacan wide open underneath. He lays it in. Matt Moore draws the triple team, dumps it to Lacan for the lay-in. 42-28 to sail. With the ball now, Heinrich gets it to Lambert between the circles. 42-29, excuse me. I think I said 28. Backdoor pass to Frame for the lay-in. Cruz Ramirez with his back to the basket, threw it over his shoulder right to the Frame, right to Frame, streaking to the basket. 42-31, Irish with the lead. Eskel drives in, kicks in the right corner to Lacan. 17-footer on the way in and out, won't go. Rebound, Lambert. Lambert pushes it into front court. 6:13 to go. Lambert now will slow it down. Dayton definitely wants a slower pace, but here in the fourth quarter, at some point, they're going to have to pick up the pace. Frame turns on Moore on the baseline. It's an air ball. Lambert will pick it out of there. He's on the right wing now. Shot clock did not reset. It's down to 12. Ramirez with the ball. Bounce out that low for Heinrich. Slapped away off Cortez and then out of bounds. Saved by Heinrich off Cortez's leg and out of bounds. So the ball is bouncing away. Heinrich threw it back and bounced off Cortez's leg and out of bounds. Riley Roach and Travis Haynes check back in as Richmond and Cortez sit down. Inbound to Wagner. 5 on the shot clock. He'll fling it to Heinrich from 17 off the end. Won't go. Rebound Wagner, and Wagner is fouled from behind by Riley Roach. Riley's first foul. We'll see if they call it on the rebound or on the putback attempt. It's on the putback, and Wagner, the 5'10 freshman, has not scored in this ball game. Will shoot two free throws. First one is up and off the back iron. Bulldogs now just 6 of 11 from the line. The Irish are 3 of 9. Neither team shooting very well from the stripe. The Sales shoot better in the second half. They did not make a free throw in the first half. Wagner misses both, but Ramirez runs down the long rebound. Now he passes out front to Frame. Moore went for the steal, didn't get it. Now he's back on defense against Frame near half court. Wyatt uses a screen from Ramirez. Now pass the right corner to Lambert. Lambert drives in, puts it up off the glass, won't go. Rebound, Lacoste. Lacoste reached in and fouled by Lambert. Lambert's second one. And I think that's 7 on the Bulldogs here in the second half. Yes, it is. So Emil Lacoste will head the other way to shoot the front end of a 1-1. Emil is 0 for 2 at the line. 6-1 junior has 4 points for the Sales tonight. Irish lead at 42-31 with 5:23 to go in the ballgame. Emil hits the front end, that all-important front end of the 1-1. You don't hit the first one, you don't get a chance with the second one. And it's several substitutions. Sergio Pena, also known as Alexis Pena, comes to the ball game for the Irish for the first time. The 6-foot junior, Darryl Galloway, Juan Cortez, and Cameron Richmond also in the ball game. And LeConte misses the second free throw. Connor Richard, who was going to check in for him, is waiting at the scorer's table now. 5:15 to go in the ball game. Irish up 43-31. Frame swings it to Lambert. Lambert for 3, in and out, rebound Pena. Gets it to Cortez. Cortez will throw it over to Galloway. Darryl pushes it into front court, wants to run. It gets all the way in the lane, puts up a tough shot in it, rolls and drops. Kind of bounced off Ramirez, put it soft off the rim, and it rolled and dropped. Everything that was not going in for the Irish is now going in here in the second half. The Sales was just 6 of 26 for 23%. In the first half, they're shooting well above that here in the second half, leading 45-31 now. Ramirez will jump hook on the right baseline. Won't go. Rebound Cortez. Pass up court to Galloway. He'll race and chase it down on the right wing, and now we'll slow it down to LeConte on the baseline. LeConte drives baseline, cut off, pass out top, tip, goes right to Pena. To Galloway, up top to Cortez, swing it to Galloway. Galloway will dribble all the way around the horn to the left wing deep. Now out between the circles. Sales trying to set up the offense. Darryl is dribbling all over the place. The Bulldogs have gone to man from the zone. There's LeConte to Galloway on the give and go. Galloway can't hit the lane. Good look for Darryl, couldn't finish it. 4 minutes to go in the ballgame, Irish up 45-31. Frame drives hard the other way on a quick pass to the sideline, and he's fouled and will go to the back to the free throw line. That'll give Connor Richard a chance to check in. Fouls on Galloway, that's Darryl's fourth personal. Matt Moore has 3, Cameron Richmond has 3, Wyatt Frame will shoot 2. His first one is good. Frame has 15 now, but the Irish have definitely made him work for those points. 3 for 3 from the line. Cameron Richmond, Connor Richard checks in for Darryl Galloway. Frame's second free throw is also good. 16 points for the talented 6-foot senior. 45-33 to Sales with the ball and the lead. Richmond on the right wing with it. Surveys the defense, pass left side to Pena. Pena has it knocked away. Now gets it back near half court. Now to Richmond. Cameron spins away from Frame. Frame right on him. Swing it over to Cortez. Cortez to Richard on the right wing. Zips it over to LeConte on the left wing. Emil LeConte on the drive. Strip. Ball's loose. Picked up by Richmond. He'll shoot the 3. Get it. Ball is stripped away and rolled right to Cameron Richmond, who picked it up and drained the 3. Cameron's got 5 in the quarter, 16 for the game. They are up 48-33. Frame to the drive to the foul line. Takes a jumper, won't go. Rebound, Connor Richard loses the handle, but Pena runs it down. Now gets it to Richmond. Richmond, being shadowed, stripped at half court by Henrich. Gets it to Lopez. and, Ramirez, and Ramirez will lay it in uncontested. Timeout, Dayton, 3:03 to go. The Irish up 48-35 with the ball. When we come back, 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Colder weather calls for warmer bed coverings. As the blankets and comforters come out of storage, why not get them professionally dry cleaned at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners? Stewart's has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919, and with good reason. Stewart's has the latest in dry cleaning technology, the mending services are first rate, and most important of all, Frank, Mike, and Gerald Lyons are all around good guys. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live for the final 3 minutes and 3 seconds of this ballgame. The winner will be solidly in place in fourth place in the conference standings. The fourth place team in the league will play the fifth place team for the Northeast League to determine the final district tournament berth. So a big game here. Of course, there's two games to be played next weekend as well. The Irish are 3-4 in the conference. Dayton is 2-5. So if the Irish can get the win, they'll get be two games ahead of Dayton with two to play and have swept the season series. Now we've got a foul as the Irish bring up court. Juan Cortez is at the line to shoot a 1-1. The foul is on Lambert. Juan's first free throw is off the mark. And the Bulldogs come the other way after rebounding. Sanchez with it now. The Bulldogs like that deliberate half-court game, but at some point they got to pick up the pace. They swing it to Ramirez, who's going to fire the three. It's off the mark. Rebound Connor Richards. Richards stripped. No, he's not stripped. He's fouled. They're ripping at the ball. He kept a hold of it. And now we'll walk the other way. And that's the plan for the Bulldogs here down the stretch. Third foul on Hayes. So Connor Richards will shoot the front end of a 1-1. The Irish are 4 of 10, 4 of 11, 4 of 12 from the free throw line in this game. Connor's first free throw in and out. Rebound Ramirez to Sanchez. So the Irish are going to have to make some free throws to maintain the lead, it looks like. To play defense, keep the Bulldogs from scoring is what they've done a very good job of the whole game. In the corner, Sanchez for three won't go. Rebound, Pena to Moore. Now court to Cortez. Now the Irish want to slow it down a little bit to get up to Matt Moore. And this is the time of the game where I love seeing Matt Moore on the floor. He knows how to manage the end of a ball game. He's out near half court with the dribble. Frame reaches in on him. Now goes behind the back, still the dribble, close to a 5 second call, gets it away to LeConte. Now top to Pena. Surprised Pena's in here at the end, and Cortez, who lose the ball out of bounds. Coach Griffin going with a bit of an interesting, and he's seen enough of this group. And he's going to put five different players in. Now, I agree with four of the substitutions, but I do not agree with taking Matt Moore out of the ball game. So Galloway, Richmond, Hain, Roach, and Eskel come into the game with 1:49 to go, and the Irish up 48-35. Bulldogs bring in the front court. Find Wyatt Frame and get on him. Frame's got it deep on the right wing in the corner to Sanchez. Coach Ramirez just spinning his wheels over there, just not liking the execution as the Bulldogs throw it away underneath. Ramirez just getting after Logan Hayes. Now court to Travis Hain. Clock management. And now I've got a whistle and a push foul as Lambert collides with Hain out front. And that's 10 fouls now on the Bulldogs, which is good news for the Irish, so they'll automatically get two free throws. And Travis Haynes at the line. Travis Haynes hit back-to-back three-pointers in the final minute of the second quarter for the only disabled points of the quarter, and that seemed to get the Irish going. After only 16 first-half points, The Irish scored 22 in the third quarter to turn a three-point deficit into a 13-point lead. And that's where their lead is right now, 48-35. Kane misses the first one as the free throw issues continue for the Irish. And the second one is good. Pena and Richard check in for Eskel and Roach. 1:31 to go. DeSales up 48-35. Get into Lambert. Lambert to Sanchez. Sanchez in front court to Frame. Frame goes by Pena, goes baseline, goes up strong, can't hit the shot. Rebound, tipped around, kicked out of bounds, last touch by DeSales. Good job by DeSales defensively. Well, bad news is they gave up the baseline to Frame. The good news is they contested the shot without fouling him, and he missed it. The clock is your friend. You want the clock to keep running. Lambert gets in the bounds of Sanchez, and he's fouled at the foul line. And he'll shoot one and one. Didn't get who the DeSales foul was on. I think it was on Cameron Richmond. It's on Connor Richard. Connor's second foul. Sanchez misses the front end of 1-1. Pena with the rebound. Sergio's done a nice job rebounding since coming into the ballgame. In the front court, Pena gets it to Galloway. Galloway throws it for Haynes, but stolen by Ramirez. We're down to a minute to go, and the Irish are up by 14. Swing it to Lambert. He'll fire the three, and he hits it. Lambert hits the three. The Irish lead is 11. Long pass up court to Richard. Connor will slow it down and get it to Travis Haynes across court in front of the Irish bench. Now Lambert will body up on Haynes and foul him. Lambert's fourth. And 41.6 seconds left. The Sales pulls their guys off the line, and the Irish have had a nice weekend. A gutted out, exciting win over the first place team in the league, Tri-City Prep, last night. The crowd was wild and enthusiastic. The Irish won it 40-36. Kane misses the first free throw here, but the Irish lead is 11 with 41.6 seconds left. Travis hits the second one. Got 14 points. Cameron Richmond leads the Irish with 16. Frame into front court. Dayton doesn't seem to be in any hurry right here. Basically conceding, I guess. They're down 50-38. Lambert swings it over to Frame. Frame will fire the three. He's got it. 19 for Frame, but we're down to 18 seconds left. The Irish are up by 11. There's a long pass by Galloway, tipped away all the way at the other end and out of bounds. So the Sales will go down to their end of the court. And Travis Haynes going, why are you doing that? Smile on his face. And Roy Ramirez is going to call timeout. The Sales up 50-41, 14.5 seconds left. Looking like they're going to win two in a row this weekend. We'll be right back at 100.7 FM KHSS.
If you can count on one hand how many times your vehicle has let you down, that's way too many. But every time, you can count on Walla Walla Transmission. You've got a busy life, and you have to have a reliable vehicle. To make sure your auto keeps running right, have Walla Walla Transmission perform all your preventive maintenance, service, and repair. Complete transmission fluid, flush, and filter change starting at just $165 plus tax. When your vehicle needs the best service and repair, Walla Walla Transmission is there. 525-8710 and on Facebook or W2Trans.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, a good gut check for the Irish. An ugly first half where they're outscored 19-16, come out with a big third quarter, and they're going to win this one. They're up 50-41 with 14 seconds left. Darrell Galloway will get an inbound off Travis Haynes' hands, but Richmond's got it, and then they'll foul him. Not sure what Dayton's deal is, but when they come down on offense, even in this final minute, they've been very deliberate. But then they keep fouling. Fouls on Lambert. So Lambert fouled out in the third quarter. These teams played in on January 11th. Now Roy Ramirez is chomping on Andrew Armada when he went over to told him tell him that he needed to get a player in the game. So Roy Ramirez, a frustrating season after his team went all the way to the state tournament last year. They're going to fall to 4-14 after this. Cameron's first free throw is off the mark. Sales free throw shooting has definitely left something to be desired, but their effort, especially in the second half, has been very good on the road here at Dayton. Bulldogs coming off in a win on the road at Waitsburg. Chance to get even with the Irish in the standings, but Richmond hits the second free throw, and the Irish are going to win this one. Ramirez the other way. Shot off the iron frame, tried to follow it up and dunk it, but he missed. He tried to one-hand it and slam it, but it went off the back of the iron. Now you got a whistle and a foul on the rebound. With 2.2 seconds left, Heinrich will foul, prolonging the agony for the Bulldogs a little longer. And Travis Hain will go to the line. So DeSales, after a rough game on Tuesday, losing that non-leaguer to Riverside of Boardman, team that arguably they should have beaten, lost that game 63-55. They've had a nice weekend, 40-36 over Tri-City Prep, and now 53-41 over Dayton, as Hain hits both free throws, and now they'll throw it near half court, pop a Richmond's leg, just trying to get out of the way of the ball for some reason. Now they'll inbound it to Wyatt Frame, and he'll drop the ball, shake hands with Cameron. And the Irish boys go on the road and win two in a row. Well, they won at home last night, but they win two in a row this weekend in league play for the first time in a long time. Good job by Alan Griffin and their guys. The Sales wins at 53-41. We'll be back with a happy totals on 100.7 FM.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling is expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burns Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burns Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burns Street RV and Mini Storage.
There's a very good reason why RV owners love the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op. RV owners know they'll find everyday discount prices on gas, diesel, and propane. They know they'll find a roomy outdoor bay for washing their RV. They know that the co-op has a convenient tank dumping station. And finally, no matter the time, day or night, RV owners know they can use their co-op card in the C-Store. Everything about the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op makes RV owners happy campers. Stop by, stock up, and head out.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Well, the DeSales Irish come on the road here in Dayton and get a split of the two games. The Lady Irish couldn't find the range throughout the game, shot just 13 of 59 and lost 45-40, their first league loss. The Irish boys finish off a nice weekend with a 53-41 win, evening their conference record at 4-4. And their season record above 500 now at 9-8. Dayton boys fall to 2-6 in the conference, 4-14 overall. The Sales boys very likely will cement their way into that fourth place position in the league standings and guarantee themselves a play-in game into the district tournament. As there's definitely a split between the top of the league and the bottom of the league in the standings. Asotin, Walla Walla Valley Academy, and Tri-City Prep seem to be at the top, each at 5-2. But DeSales has definitely proven they are the best of the rest, and they beat Tri-City Prep last night, 40-36. The Irish were down 13-10 at the end of the first quarter, down 19-16 at the half. In fact, that second quarter, DeSales had not scored until there were 52 seconds in the half. Travis Hain hit a three and then hit another one at the buzzer. Dayton had a chance to play for the last shot. Instead, they took an early shot. The Irish got the rebound. Hain hits the three at the buzzer. Those 6 points, the only points in the quarter for the Irish, but it seemed to get them going as they scored 22 points from the third quarter, held Dayton to six, and then made enough free throws in the fourth quarter to keep the Bulldogs from coming back as the Irish were outscored 16-15, but they turned a three-point halftime deficit in to a 53-41 win. And let's go ahead and run down the scoring totals for you as Alan Griffin's making his way up the stairs to come and visit with us. And we'll let him get the headset on while I give the scoring totals to you. For Dayton, 2 points for Grant Heinrich, and then three players in double figures for Dayton. 10 points for Isaiah Lambert, 10 for Cruz Ramirez, and 19 for Wyatt Frame. He scored in every quarter, including 9 in the fourth quarter, but the Irish would not let the Bulldogs back in it after they built that 13-point lead with that 22-point third quarter. Scoring for DeSales, 2 points for Darryl Galloway, 3 for Adam Eskel, 4 for Matt Moore. Matt had a lot of very nice assists during the ball game as well. 5 points for Emil LeConte, 6 for Riley Roach, all in that third quarter when the Irish scored 22. 16 for Travis Hain, including 4 three-point field goals and 4-6 free throw shooting in the fourth quarter. And Cameron Richmond leads the Irish in scoring with 17 points, including 12 in the second half for the 5'11 sophomore. So that's the score for the ball game. With me right now is head coach Alan Griffin celebrating back-to-back wins in league play. And that's got to feel real good, coach.
Oh, it really does, coach. I mean, we had a big game last night, and one of the biggest concerns is following it up, you know. In football, you get a week to work on things.
Yeah.
You can celebrate some wins and not much, but we got to go back to back, and our guys did a tremendous job of responding. We came out and didn't have a letdown at all. I mean, there were some things we want to execute better, but there was no letdown. I'm very, very proud of where our guys worked tonight.
Good effort. You know, obviously offense was an issue in that first half, especially in that second quarter, but Travis Hain really got you guys going with those two threes. Did you do anything at halftime to help get that offense going, or was it just the shots starting to fall?
Yeah, well, we made some adjustments, and I always hesitate to say what they are in case somebody might be listening. I know we're on the Internet as well, but we made some adjustments. We just brought Adam, one of our better shooters, into the high post area. I asked the guys to look for him and occupy when they were running a 1-2 zone or a 2-3 zone. We occupied their top guys and were able to get some looks down low. And then we just started making shots. And early in the game, we missed a few easy ones. But as you said, late in the second quarter, going into the half, Travis made a couple of big three-pointers. But we made that small adustment and then just continued, just really started to get hot a little bit, play defense.
Yeah, play defense. That was just fair to say. We got the offense going in the third quarter, but I thought several guys, Matt Moore in particular, really made Wyatt Frame. He didn't end up with 19 points.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys seem to really make him work for his points, and they never seem to be able to get anything going in a rhythm offensively
right.
All night.
Yeah, and that was one of our keys for the game, and I always like to review them, but one of our keys for the game early on was to make number 32 and 24 work for every point they get. We know they're going to get some points. We know they're going to score Frame and Lambert. We know they're going to get theirs. That's their two primary scores, but they worked hard for them tonight, and our guys did a tremendous job on defense.
Certainly did. So win two league games in a row. You're solid in that fourth place spot. Who knows what those teams above you, but it's just really neat for our basketball program on the boys' side to be talking about district tournaments and things like that, keeping it going. So, Coach, you're doing a great job with the guys. Three-game week next week, busy week, and then the district tournament ahead of us.
Yeah.
Derek Queen, player of the game tonight.
I don't know that I can give it to anybody else but Cameron. The way that he played in the second half especially, I mean, I know we talk about these guys all the time. There are a lot of players who are just do some significant things for us that stats don't capture and all that.
Right.
But Cameron was he played point for us. And I know after the tough game he had last night and coming out and executing it, he was asked to guard frame for much of the night. So he played well defensively, played well offensively, and got us into the offense that we needed to get into. So I'd have to give it to Cameron.
Okay, Cameron Richmond, the 5'11 sophomore, 13 points last night, 17 points tonight, including 12 in the second half. So a good weekend for Cameron and a good weekend for the Irish basketball program.
Yes, sir.
Okay, good luck Tuesday at Sunnyside, Coach.
Thanks, Coach,
for joining us.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, Coach Griffin, always very gracious, win or lose, coming and visiting with us on the post game. And the Irish boys, happy totals. They went at 53-41 to run their record to 4-4 in the conference, 9-8 overall. The Bulldogs fall to 2-6, 4-14 overall. And looking at the boys' standings heading into tonight's action, Tri-City Prep, Walla Walla Valley Academy, and Asotin all at 5-2. The Sales now at 4-4 in that solid in that fourth place, because now Dayton is two games behind the Irish, and the Irish have swept the season series with two league games left. Waitsburg Prescott heading into tonight's action is just 1-6. And so they are playing at Asotin tonight. So if the Bulldogs, if the Cardinals win that one, they would be 2-6. Still two games behind the Sales, so the Irish would have to lose two, and the Cardinals would have to win two to force a tie for that fourth-place spot. The Irish will play Waitsburg Prescott Jubilee Christian Academy's boys next Friday after the Sales gym before closing out the regular season at Asotin. So a three-game week coming up. The Lady Irish will try to regroup after their first league loss of the season, still in first place in the conference at 7-1. The Irish boys will try to keep the momentum going as the teams travel to Sunnyside Christian on Tuesday. Both teams ranked in the top 10 in the 1B classification. The Lady Knights are undefeated, so it'll be a big test for the Lady Irish on the road, see if they can rebound from the upset loss tonight as they lost to the Dayton Bulldogs 45-40. So congratulations to the Irish boys on the win, 53-41. Cameron Richmond, our Dairy Queen player of the game. Great job back at the studio, as always, by Dan. Thank you for listening, and please patronize all of our great sponsors along the way. And so until the girls tip off at 5:30 in Sunnyside on Tuesday, this is Mike Spee saying God bless, and we'll send you back to the studios of 100.7 FM KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.